Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's March 2012. This year, GAO conducted its 10th annual assessment of the Department of Defense's weapon system acquisitions, an area that is on GAO's high-risk list. A group led by Mike Sullivan, a director in GAO's acquisition and sourcing management team, prepared this year's review. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Mike to learn more.
Can you talk about what GAO reviews in this annual report?
Yeah, the annual report, as you know, has been around for about 10 years now. And we proposed to Congress that we do this quick look, which really looks at all of the major weapon system acquisition programs, gives a quick assessment, a two-page assessment of each one of those in terms of three types of risks that we look at. There's technology risk. There's design risk, and there's production risk as a program moves through.
You mentioned the portfolio of programs, and based on what your team looked at this year, can you describe the current state of DOD's portfolio of major defense acquisition programs?
There's 96 currently in the portfolio. And so if you think of this portfolio as you would maybe a stock portfolio, a mutual fund or something like that, there's 96 different assets in this portfolio. They're all different ages. Some of them are very old. F-22, for example, I think is actually leaving the portfolio this year. It's one of the older ones. C-17 is an older, is a tanker program that's through production now and is leaving the portfolio. And as those older programs leave the portfolio, they take a lot of their cost growth and schedule delays with them. And on the other side, they have new programs coming in that are pretty fresh and clean and have not been through, their cost estimates are still pretty new. Their schedule estimates are new. There's a lot of optimism on the program. So that changeover, just like anything else, I guess, just like a stock portfolio, you can get rid of toxic assets, if you will, and you can try to do better next time. So for the 96 on cost and schedule, the state of the portfolio is that cost went up by about $75 billion. Across the 96 programs. That's about 5% when you're thinking about a portfolio that's worth $1.6 trillion. That's the total amount of money that will be invested in all of these programs over their lifetimes, which can be as long as, 20 or 30 years. About half of that money, it's been spent. Some programs are done, but there's still another $800 billion left to invest in these programs. So it's very important to get these things right as they come in.
You mentioned the cost growth that took place between last year and this year. Can you talk about some of the areas where DOD saw significant cost growth here?
Yeah, well, the most significant cost growth, and I think the most visible to most people that follow defense acquisitions, would be the Joint Strike Fighter, which has had its share of cost growth over the last couple of years. And it's been well publicized. But as I said earlier, the cost of the portfolio now is around $1.6 trillion. It increased about $75 billion from last year, and about $39 billion of that $75 billion, or 52% of that cost growth, was all from the Joint Strike Fighter. So this one program, which is by far the biggest program in the portfolio, it dwarfs all other programs in comparison. It's the biggest program acquisition in the history of our nation, really. So more than half of all the cost growth in the portfolio can be attributed to that program.
For taxpayers focused on the federal budget and interested in how defense dollars are being spent, what's the bottom line of this report?
Well, I think the bottom line of this report continues to be that, as anyone who reads the report will see, we have an enormous amount of national asset, taxpayers' dollars, invested in major weapon systems. A lot of times that money isn't spent as efficiently as it could be. That's the big takeaway. I think when you're talking about $1.6 trillion over 96 programs, it really is incumbent upon the Department of Defense, the Congress, the GAO, everyone, to take stewardship over those tax dollars, oversee those very carefully, and get more bang for the buck than we're getting today.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.